With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Major violence across the United States. Here's correspondent Lisa Dwyer.
Communities across the country are grappling with an increase in violence in the final days of spring that included at least 4 mass shootings in one weekend. In Detroit, a lone gunman opened fire at a splash pad. There were other shootings and stabbings in locations from Massachusetts to Indiana as sweltering heat takes hold in many regions. Earlier in the year, FBI data indicated a sharp drop in violent crime nationwide, but experts say that summer weather typically brings with it a seasonal uptick in violence. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Also at SRNnews.com, witnesses claim the Greek Coast Guard has caused the deaths of dozens of migrants in the Mediterranean, that over a three-year period, including 9 who were deliberately thrown into the water.
We've heard allegations of a total of 5 separate incidents in which people were thrown into the sea. In a statement, the Greek Coast Guard strongly rejected all accusations of illegal activities. But last year, another incident was caught on camera. It showed men in masks forcing 12 people, including women and young children, onto a Greek Coast Guard vessel. They're then set adrift in a motorless raft, abandoned just outside Greek waters. An official investigation by Greece is ongoing.
BBC correspondent Stephanie Haggerty reporting. South Korean officials issuing a return to work order for doctors participating in a walkout, part of a protracted strike against government plans to boost med school admissions. Since February, more than 12,000 trainee doctors have remained on strike amid a deepening standoff with the government. This is SRN News. Abortion is a religious issue.
The Pew Research Center has the proof in black and white. Their latest poll indicates that in countries that are more religious, people are more pro-life. In nations where religion is less of a factor, people favor abortion. Pew says, quote, 99% of Nigerians say religion is important in their lives, and only 8% say abortion should be legal. On the opposite end of the spectrum, only 20% of Swedes see religion as important, and 95% support abortion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
California Senate approving a measure that would ban school districts from requiring teachers to notify parents if their child should ask to go by a new pronoun at school. Legislation applies to any policies that require school staff to disclose a student's sexual orientation or so-called gender identity to anyone, including parents, without the child's permission. This is SRN News. Investigators are trying to determine what led to that mass shooting in Michigan.
Oakland County Sheriff Mike Bouchard says 2 of the 9 people wounded in Saturday's shooting at a splash pad in Rochester Hills, Michigan, remain hospitalized in critical condition. Bouchard says so far, investigators have not been able to find any manifesto-type information as to what set off the gunman, 42-year-old Michael Nash.
We may not find anything like that. That's part of why we're examining devices.
The audio courtesy of WXYZ TV. Investigators say Nash fired as many as 28 shots, stopping several times to reload. After the shootings, authorities say he went to his home and killed himself. I'm Mike Hempen.
Wall Street off to a good start Monday. The Dow was up 188 points, S&P 500 ahead 41. More details at srnnews.com.